Jay Severin.
You could say, you know what? It's frustrating. It's a pain in the ass, but it's probably worth, you know, I hate mentioning it, or I'm sorry, hate admitting it, but it's probably been worth it. And I think that's how I probably feel at the end of the day. But what it's changed into in our lifetimes is an America bashing forum.
Jay Severin. Weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the Blaze Radio Network.
You're listening to The Chris Salcedo Show on the Blaze Radio Network.
Happy you made it back, everybody, to the Salcedo Show. I am your liberty-loving Latino. Don't confuse me with those loudmouth leftist Latinos out there. I actually love the country. Telephone number you want to reach out and say hi is 888-900-3393, 888-900-3393. Okay, let me have a tie. What was your reaction to Dave Barton?
Okay, everything he said about the here and the now, I loved. Thought he was a genius. And backed everything up. I thought when he talked about the past, I thought he covered it with rose-colored glasses. And he glossed over some of the negative things that have happened in America, and I'm uncomfortable with that.
I don't think he did. This is what I heard him say. Look, there was racism in the colonies. There's no doubt about it. But there are plenty of examples in the colonies where racism was looked down upon, and he cited a few of those. He cited Jefferson. Where Jefferson had worked to abolish slavery, well, one vote shy in Virginia, as he pointed out, and it is true where he had slaves, but the conditions on Jefferson's plantation, as it were, if I remember my readings correctly, were, I mean, the slaves basically ran the joint and. Had the run of the joint. It wasn't like they were whipped or disciplined or anything like that.
They weren't paid.
No.
They couldn't leave.
They couldn't leave because they had no status in the society at that point.
So but then it's like, you know, so he was a good, bad person.
Well, maybe he was a good person living in the system as it existed that didn't live up to the foundational principles of the country, which were all men are created equal. Those are the principles.
I completely agree with you about the principles. This country was not founded on
racist
principles. I completely agree with that. But
this country fell down on living up to the principles we were actually founded on, right?
Absolutely. And what makes me uncomfortable, both sides actually make me uncomfortable as a black conservative, in that liberals want to be, I don't know, I guess they just want an apology. I don't know what they want, but they complain about it all the time. But conservatives...
Reparations? Actually, they don't want to solve anything. So
yeah, it's just go on and on and on. But I feel like conservatives, in their defense of the nation, gloss over it and gloss over the impact that it has and the reason people think the way that they do now. And I think they gloss over it and they don't realize it. And that lack of acknowledgement has led to losing elections.
See, and I think that the nation, by and large, has acknowledged it, has fought a civil war over it, partially. It was because of slavery. Has gone through a lot of political strife, 1960s, to get where we are. And many people rightly ask, what the hell else do we have to do? I mean, this country has reckoned with this stain, and you can't call it anything else but that black eye stain, blot on its record of slavery. But then people rightly ask, okay, we've done the work, we've paid the price. Still, our costliest war, as far as blood and lost lives, the Civil War. What else has to happen?
For me, two things. One, go to the places where you don't currently get votes, inner cities, where you get so few votes, and actually do the same speech you would do anywhere else. Actually tell them we actually want your vote rather than ignore them.
Well, no, I agree with that, too. That's a problem in the Latino community, too, with some in the GOP.
And the other thing is when something happens negative to a minority, whatever it may be, cops, whatever it may be, don't break your neck trying to look for the other side. Sometimes I think silence is golden.
See, I'm just not there. I'm a guy that says confront it head on. Talk about it. Get all the facts out. Confront it head on. And that's.
And I'm all for confronting it head on. But yeah. Then that would require the GOP or conservatives to acknowledge the racism that still happens. And they refuse to do that.
Well, because, see, again, and that we know what the liberals will do with that.
Right.
Obama politicizing this shooting. Right. You get Obama out there. The liberals will always be treacherous with it and then make it appear as if it's a societal problem and it's institutionalized. And it's everywhere. It's rampant. And conservatives are saying, look, this is an isolated case. And a lot of conservatives, at least the ones I know, and I've said it myself, you're a fool to believe you're going to be able to get rid of racism. You're an idiot if you believe that, because there's always going to be, you can't fix stupid, right? How many times have we said that on this program? You can't fix stupid. There's always gonna be stupid people out there who are racists. But to sit there and say, oh, it's a societal problem. Oh, it's an institutional problem. There's no way in hell that I would counsel a Republican or a conservative to get out there and say, oh, well, you know, this is a problem. No, you know what? This is the problem this individual had, sure. But it's like Dylann Roof, for example. You and I were talking about Dylann Roof when this South Carolina shooting went down. And what did the liberals do? We saw them. Well, this is rampant racism. It's all over, right? And you and I both rightly said, no, it's not all over. This is one nutcase. And I think that's what I meant by head on and describing it for what it is. But you know what liberals are going to try to do, and they've done it very successfully, man, is that they've taken the issue of race and they use it to silence their opposition.
Right, but conservatives let it happen because many times they're just bystanders. They're not involved in making things better. They're just bystanders. They take the tact of, and this is my honest opinion, and this is something that bothers me about the Republican Party in general. Everything's good now. They know that it's not perfect, but they say it's as good as it's going to be. So let's just leave this alone, and they allow someone else to own the issue. Well, if you acknowledge the issue and say, hey, this is how we're going to handle it. This is why smaller government. This is why, you know, you have a better work, better education, et cetera, will help you in your life. I believe people would latch on to that. But when you just punt on the issue and just say, hey, the work's done, let's move on. Why they own it.
You've said there's an issue. What is the issue?
What is the issue? To me, in my opinion, there are still certain things that happen. Institutional is the wrong word, but let's give it an example. Let's look at, if we're going to look at the issue, right? Everything law, like in the law, happened in the 60s. That's one generation. You're talking about one generation. Yes, 50 years, one generation. For example, when my parents were born, they couldn't use the same water fountain where my mom was born. My dad was born up north. But the water fountain and all that stuff, that still happened when she was a kid. So I'm the first generation in which that stuff didn't happen. If you don't think that I was taught things, and if you think that that stuff doesn't linger through just one generation, I think that's naive. This is one generation.
But that's a perception that you guys have of the past. It doesn't necessarily reflect the present, does it?
It does in certain ways that probably, I'll give you an example.
Tell me what the issue is, because I think, I know that you don't want to say that racism is rampant in America, because I know you don't believe that. But so when you say Republicans punt on confronting the issue, what is the issue?
I believe the issue is that there are certain, everybody's different. I know that we like to say everybody's the same, but like if I see you, I see a Latino man. If you see me, you'll see I'm a black man. There's no avoiding that, right?
Okay, yeah.
I believe that when people see those differences, there are certain perceptions out there in the world and way that people feel, even from quote unquote non-racist, that
value
still exists. Yes, and I think that still happens. And I think that the lack of acknowledgement that those things happen make it difficult sometimes.
So let's just say you're walking down the street and it's late at night and you see a Hispanic man tattooed from head to toe walking down toward you and your family. Right?
Right, but I mean, forget the tattoos.
Let's pick up a scenario. Okay, forget the tattoos. Say it's an Hispanic man wearing a hoodie and in a neighborhood that's kind of run down. What do you want to do? Are you going to say that people shouldn't be on guard when approaching a stranger? Would you be any less on guard if it was a white man in a hoodie?
I think that you should be honest with it across the board and don't say, oh, well, I don't see color. Everything's fine. No, there's still a perception that the Hispanic or the black man would be more dangerous than the white man. And I think most people would think that.
See, if it's a white guy or a Hispanic guy or a black guy in a hoodie in a bad neighborhood at night and I've got my family with me, I don't give a darn who's under the hoodie. I'm always ready for it. I'm ready to go.
And that's why you're you, and that's why you're better. But I'm telling you, if you had hooked people up to a polygraph, the black and Hispanic person would scare that person more. And that kind of thing is a subtle thing that I have to walk around with, that somebody with the same qualifications that's living the same life as me that's white wouldn't have to live with. I think that's real. Now, again, I don't want a handout. I'm not asking for anything. I'm saying acknowledgement's enough for me. Just acknowledgement. That's all I'm asking for.
So that, hey, you know what? So come out and say, look, I'm going to have a bit of like Hillary Clinton did a couple of years ago. I think, didn't Hillary Clinton say something like that?
Something along those lines. Yeah.
I think she did. Well, you know what? I'm not going to sit there and tell you that that people's biases don't exist. There are stereotypes out there, largely perpetuated, I think, by liberals that don't necessarily reflect the reality, but at the same time, they reinforce this idea that's out there. Like, you know, you're walking down the street, you see somebody coming down towards you who is a person of color, whether it be Hispanic or black, and there's that societal cultural reinforcement that clicks in, and you want to cross the other side of the street. It's that you, well, you're right, that perception is there. It doesn't make it reality. But I would say if it's the scenario that I outlined, I think everybody's going to be a little cautious in that scenario, regardless of the skin color. It may be to a lesser degree if it's a white guy, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you that's not there. But I don't think it's institutionalized, and I don't think it reflects America's racism. I just think that there are some cultural norms that stay with us, as you rightly point out, one generation removed. Got to get rid of those stereotypes, and it doesn't help that we have, in certain communities in this country, people of color offing each other, where the violence is rampant. Right? That doesn't help.
That's the family, and that is the biggest problem.
There you go.
It would be nice though if Ted Cruz, rather than go to Liberty University, for example, went to Chicago and made a speech and tell some African American people directly why his plan and why he would make people's lives better. And the GOP never does that.
Might not be a bad idea. All right, you want to weigh in on what Ty and I have been talking about, or the Republicans, which I'm going to get to here in a minute, feel free to call 888-900-3393, 888-900-3393. You found the Salcedo Show on The Blaze. Be right back.
It's not just a show. It's a movement. Join the swarm.
Twitter hashtag Salcedo Swarm.
Only on The Blaze Radio Network.